Kusha Navadar filling in for Allison Stewart, and here's one way to celebrate Women's History Month with a new album from singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan, inspired by suffragist Carrie Chapman Catt. Here's the tape of All My Friends.
All my friends, all my friends, will meet the end someday. So I'll sing a song for them to guide them.
That's the title track, All My Friends. It's from a new album from Brooklyn singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan. The album started in 2020 when Aoife began work on music to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which put a woman's right to vote in the Constitution. The album came out just on Friday, and it features more songs exploring the life, the example, the legacy of Carrie Chapman Catt and her fellow suffragists. Aoife O'Donovan joins me live in the studio to perform some songs from it. Aoife, welcome.
Thank you, Kusha. Great to be here.
Great to see you here along with the rest of your band. Thank you all for being here. So what we want to talk about is Crisis. So here is a performance that you're going to do for us of the song Crisis.
Yes, the song Crisis, which is also the name of a speech that Carrie Chapman Catt gave in 1916. And this is sort of my kind of campfire folk singer version of what she might have said had she been a campfire folk singer.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
Crisis that is here. At the end, I almost see our final victory. And although we don't all believe it'll be what it'll be, but a crisis is indeed like a boulder gathering speed. And if we fail to act upon, fix these naughty problems we try to breathe. And if we fail to act upon it, might mean the chance has been lost and we will have to wait to win.
Down.
Wow. We're talking to Aoife O'Donovan. The album is All My Friends. The song that we just heard was Crisis. Aoife, that song, like you said before you started playing, it's incorporating excerpts of the 1916 speech by Carrie Chapman Catt, the suffragist. Can you talk a little bit about where the pieces of the song come from and how they all fit together?
Yes, yes. So I remember stumbling upon this speech and being just absolutely gobsmacked at just her imagery of America being this North Star, and the woman's hour has struck, the woman's hour is now, the woman's hour is here. She talks in her speech about sort of the opposition to the movement and about the women themselves who are saying, no, we don't want the right to vote. Don't give us the right to vote. And I love the idea, the story of asking a man in West Virginia about, should women have the right to vote? And he says, I sort of paraphrase what she said, but something along the lines of, why should we stop holding women down now? Like, it would just be weird if we did that. And they asked his wife the same question, and she basically said the same thing. We've been down so long, we got to stay that way. Mm. So I kind of tried to put that speech into my own language a little bit and make a folk song out of it.
And where does the song fit in with the arc of the whole album?
The album kind of starts with All My Friends, which is we heard a little bit of snippet of that at the beginning. That kind of is the final moment where they're marching into Tennessee, and then it goes back to 1916 and we hear Crisis. Mm-hmm. Then we hear something from the perspective of President Woodrow Wilson, who, despite his kind of complicated and checkered history, was really an ally of the suffragists. And I used one of his letters that he wrote to Carrie Chapman Catt. And then we jump into sort of my own take on Carrie herself, what maybe her mother was feeling, what she was feeling as she left home, and kind of put that in line with some of my own views as a woman and a mother.
So a lot of research went into this and pouring through, you know, letters. The seed of this record, if I understand it correctly, actually goes back to late 2020, around the 100th anniversary
exactly.
of the night, right? What were you working on at that time?
Well, I had gotten a commission from the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra to write a piece with very few guidelines. It was just write some music, right? 20 to 25 minutes of music, somehow inspired by suffragists. There were very few like rules in place. So I kind of had no idea what I was going to do. I thought maybe I'll go back further to the seeds of the movement, or maybe I'll kind of try to see where it's at now. And as I kind of discovered Carrie Chapman Catt through a book called The Woman's Hour by Elaine Weiss, I was just really moved kind of specifically by her words and her journey.
That's interesting because there's a lot of suffragists, right?
There are so many suffragists.
I mean, there's a subject of a musical, Suffs, that builds up on others. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So what was it about Carrie Chapman Catt that specifically interested you?
I think just the fact that I randomly first read one of her speeches, and I felt like she was my kindred spirit from another century. And I just kind of stuck with it. At first, I was going to just do a different song based on every song was going to be from a different suffragist's perspective. Mm. And as I kind of got further into the project, I said, no, I'm just going to stay with this as the focus.
And when did it kind of become clear to you that you wanted this album to have a narrative arc?
Well, I wasn't even sure it was going to be an album at first. I think when you get a commission like that, you sort of think, okay, I'll do this once. And that's often what happens with music, you know, especially music that's written specifically for an event, for a concert. So I feel really lucky that I was able to not do it just once. I was able to do it at the Nuremberg Bandshell with the Knights. I was able to do it at Wolf Trap. And it took many years. I mean, I made a whole other album in the interim. But I thought, actually, I do want people to hear this music. So I finished writing it. I wrote the rest of the music, you know, several more songs. And I said, okay, I'm going to put it out.
In a little bit, we're going to hear you play Over the Finish Line. And on the album version, it features Anais Mitchell, who wrote Hadestown, which, you know, interesting, was first an album and then later a Broadway musical. Do you have any stage aspirations for this album?
I don't have any stage aspirations. I am so inspired by Anais and also by Shayna, who was in Hadestown. It's one of the Fates on the off-Broadway production. Amazing women writing amazing music and so inspiring. I just like to play the guitar and sing. So that's what I'm here to do.
Well, since you're here to do it, I'd love to ask, would you play another song?
I would love to play another song. It's really funny. It's just give me a guitar and a microphone and I'm really happy. I'll play a song now called Someone to Follow. This is one that I really started to think about when I was kind of trying to imagine what it must have been like to be the mother of a suffragist, to be the mother of someone who was so ahead of their time, and thinking about, as I've mentioned, the opposition movement, the women themselves who didn't want the right to vote. I'm so curious, if these women who did end up really changing the world were inspired by their mothers, or if they were, I guess we'll never really know. So this is kind of my take on that, and it kind of turned into a song about my own daughter, Someone to Follow.
Send up again.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Aoife O'Donovan. The album is All My Friends. Aoife will be in the Green Space tonight in conversation with Roseanne Cash. So Aoife, we just heard the song Someone to Follow. On Instagram, you described All My Friends as the sister songburst to Age of Apathy, which was your 2022 album. Do you just mean that you wrote and recorded them around the same time, or is there something more that connects them?
There is a little bit more that connects them. I mean, Age of Apathy was written also in, you know, the fall of 2020, which I think we can all look back and remember what that was like, how we were all feeling. I sort of described Age of Apathy as my own experience coming into adulthood between 9/11 and the pandemic, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so looking back on this historical epic time in, at, you know, the 19-teens and early 1920s, so much was going on in the world. I feel that it's hard to find a reason sometimes to kind of keep going, and over the finish line, this next song that I'm going to sing in a little bit is really about just, I don't know, asking yourself the questions of why do we do this? Why do we continue to play music, make things, make art? Is there a reason? Can we reach people? Can we change people's minds through some sort of beauty that we can't get our hands on?
And, you know, you had mentioned before you started playing the song about the focus on mothers and daughters. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's apparent in both albums as well. In Age of Apathy, there's Prodigal Daughter. Mm-hmm. On All My Friends, there's Daughters and Someone to Follow, which we just heard.
Yes.
Can you talk about those themes specifically and how you approach them differently on each album?
Yeah, well, Prodigal Daughter from my last record was definitely not autobiographical. It's about, you know, a mother and daughter. It's kind of more of a very fictional story that I thankfully don't have any experience with. I guess yet, my daughter is six. She can't exactly leave home by herself at this point. I guess time will tell if she runs away from me. Hopefully not. But I think that the theme of kind of going into just having this new experience, you know, my daughter's 6 years old, and how people often ask me, like, how has becoming a mom changed your approach to music? And often I'm just like, it hasn't at all. I'm exactly the same as I was before. And I am. I definitely still identify as me and as Aoife. And I wouldn't, you know, describe myself. Mother would be like not in the top three things I would use to describe myself. But it is an accurate description of me. Mm-hmm. So I think just sort of, I think owning that a little bit kind of came more into focus on this record.
And, you know, so much of the record is about mothers, daughters, your collection, but then also it's not just about you. There's contributors as well. The Chamber Collective, The Nights, which you had mentioned, it's led by your husband, Eric Jacobson, appear on many of the tracks. So do the horn ensembles, the Westerlies. Tell me about getting them involved in this album and how they shaped the sound that you were going for.
Well, the Westerlies specifically, I met them at a show in Boston in early 2022. And I had already written, you know, this piece and performed it with orchestra and obviously had brass parts in that piece. But I got on stage with the Westerlies, and within the first 10 seconds of actually playing music with them, I just felt that we were one. They're deep musicians. All four of them are incredible players and really just beautiful human beings. And I felt that I wanted them on this project. There was just something about how personal this project was to me. We got off stage and I said, guys, I've made this thing. I don't even know if it's going to be a record yet. Will you be a part of it? And so they went and took the beautiful orchestration by Tanner Porter and rewrote the brass parts for themselves. And The Nights, that was kind of a natural thing. I think when your husband's a conductor and you want to make a record that has orchestra on it, you call in the favor.
And what was it about that sound that really appealed to you with that large chamber orchestra?
I think every songwriter probably dreams a little bit of having an orchestral sound behind their song. There's a lot that can be said with you know, many strings and woodwinds and beautiful flutes and oboes and just the kind of cascading melodies coming out of seemingly nowhere. So I feel lucky that I got to do it on this record.
Well, we'd love to hear one more if you got it in you.
Yeah, we do. And we're so happy to be here in New York.
Just so for listeners, since this is a live show, the song is going to end when it ends. So we're going to say goodbye just in case at the top here. But if we got a little extra time, it's going to be a party as well. So we were joined by Aoife O'Donovan, whose new album, All My Friends, is out. Aoife will be in the Green Space tonight in conversation with Roseanne Cash. Aoife, what are you going to play out for us?
I'm going to play Over the Finish Line, and I just want to give a shout out to my band, Alan Hampton on the bass and Matt McCon on the drums here in the studio. And thank you so much, Kusha, for having us. It's live, so we got a tune. There we go.
Once in a lifetime, the power is ours. But we'd rather stare at our phones, talking about nothing. Heads in the clouds, might as well leave it alone. If I could change our mind, who's meant? If I could make something, get us all the finish line. America's beating, we're watching it die. Fire and blood on the screens. Headlights receding, she's waving goodbye. Curtain comes down on the scene. Holding a torch high, stumbling below. Luck be a lady tonight. Shifts in the shadows, heavy laden with gold. See how they catch the light. If I could change your mind, who's meant? If I could make something, get us all the finish line. We're living in hard times, feeling hard times. Living in hard times. These are hard times. Hard times. Living in hard times. These are hard times. I became a mother, trying to figure it out. Everything fills me with dread. What am
Aoife, Aoife, thank you so much. We do have a little bit of extra time here. So you're going to be speaking tonight at the Green Space in conversation with Roseanne Cash. Folks should definitely check that out. Anything else that you want to let all listeners know
just
about?
Just a funny fact is that I first met Roseanne while we were doing an orchestra show together with the Cincinnati Pops. We're doing a collection of Stephen Foster songs, and I'm just so excited to chat with her tonight here in New York.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for joining. And good luck tonight at the Green Space.
Thanks, Kusha.